Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When do you really know someone? I'm sure that many of the freshmen here this year have started to learn and know the people around them. Some of the relationships that you are developing here will last a lifetime. We pray that many of them will last eternity. But when do you really know someone? Is it when you know their name or where they were born or where they grew up? No, it's much more than that, isn't it? It's when you know their thoughts and their desires, when you know their dreams. Only the spirit of a man within him truly knows all of his thoughts and all of his desires. Our text uses that idea of the spirit of the man truly knowing him to illustrate for us God the Holy Spirit knowing God, even the deep things of God. The text before us is 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. And we read these words. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. These are the words of our text. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would send a richer measure of your spirit upon us this morning as we study your word. Help us to see even more clearly your love and forgiveness in Jesus. We ask this in his name. Amen. Wisdom. I suppose that many of you enrolled in Bethany, hoping to become wiser, if not only in the ways of the world, but certainly also in the one thing needful. Paul, in this section of the Bible, is really holding up a contradiction. The contradiction between worldly wisdom and the wisdom of God. And in the first chapter, he's put forward that the worldly wisdom is really foolishness. And also that God's wisdom is viewed as foolishness in the eyes of the world. And here he shows us why it is viewed as foolishness in the eyes of the world. He tells us that according to our eyes, ears, and mind, we cannot even begin to think about what God has done. Man's wisdom is so limited because it can only observe what it sees, what it hears, or even what it conjures up in its mind. And we see how often in academia how man's wisdom goes against God, even in the pursuit of wisdom. Think, for instance, in the area of science, where man's best wisdom, searching for the origin of life, says that, well, maybe there was a big explosion and that's where we all came from. Man's wisdom runs counter to God's wisdom where he says in 6 days by simply speaking, he created the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Even when it comes to spiritual matters, man's wisdom is very limited. When you look at the religions of the world, they all teach you that you must get yourself to heaven, whether it's by good works or discovering some secret knowledge that is hidden from the rest of the world, but you're just wise enough to stumble onto. All of them teach that you can get yourself to heaven. And yet God's wisdom runs very differently to that. God teaches us that we can't get ourselves to heaven, that only Jesus can. And we can only learn about Jesus if God the Holy Spirit comes to us and reveals him to us. Here in our text, we're told that the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. And Paul is arguing there that the Holy Spirit knows all things. He can reveal to you everything you need to know. But that's also a little terrifying, isn't it? If the Spirit knows all things, even the deep things of God, then that means he knows you better than anyone else. He knows what you do in the privacy of your own room. He knows what you do in the sanctuary of your own heart. All of your sins are just laid bare before him. He knows you like no one else. And that can shake us to the core. In fact, he probably knows you better than what you know yourself. But he has also revealed to us not just a knowledge of our sin, but a knowledge of our Savior. And just think, if God the Holy Spirit knows all of your sins, and he tells us through the Word that Jesus has died for all of our sins, what a comfort that is. We don't have to worry about those secret sins that we've hidden from everyone else, as if God doesn't know about them and therefore Jesus hasn't suffered for them. We should never think that God doesn't know our sins and therefore he's not going to forgive them. As if he can forgive all of the sins that everyone else knows about, but not the sins that only you know about. In fact, God's knowledge covers all of your sins, even the ones you don't know about. What a comfort it is to know that the Spirit knows all things and forgives all of our sins. Yes, he loves you even in your state of sinfulness right now. And Jesus has paid for all of those sins. You can leave here this morning assured that you are acceptable in God's eyes because of Jesus, without fear that your secret sins will get you into trouble with God. So worldly wisdom and relationships. When do you really know someone? It is when you know the thoughts and the desires of their heart. You may here at Bethany find someone that you can share those with, And maybe you will end up spending the rest of your life with that person, as I was fortunate to do. But God the Holy Spirit already knows you. And may your time here at Bethany strengthen you that you may grow in the knowledge of His love and His wisdom and live here every day assured that your sins are forgiven. To God alone be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that through your word you have strengthened us in our faith. We pray that you would continue to watch over us, guard and keep us from all temptations, especially when the devil and our conscience raise up our secret sins. Help us to acknowledge them before you and trust that Jesus has paid for even them. Give us a richer measure of your Spirit that we would turn from them and leave them behind. We ask these things all in the name of your Son, who loves us and gave his life on Calvary for us. Amen. You may be seated. We continue with the fourth verse of hymn 1.